The Diaspora of the Dispossessed is Over by J.H. Johns. It's been a long time coming. Eons, millions and tens and hundreds of millions of years, starting somewhere microscopically in the slime and the ooze, but more recently, taking a more recognizable form in the prehistoric caves. They were nothing. Not hunters, not gatherers, not water fetchers, and definitely not defenders, let alone warriors. Yes, they were nothing except alive. Not a one had a productive purpose, but they were found to be useful. Disposably relegated to sleeping at the mouth of the cave, to be both the victims and the call to alarm of an attack, predatory or tribal, alerting the soon-to-be defenders to rise and repel. And seeing as they were fed, maybe even a few allowed to mate, it seemed just, though their mortality could easily be high. Thus, as such, they boded and bore, their spirit and mentality, literally watching each other's back, while equally watching all that was not theirs. Quickly, they came to want and resent, and eventually entertained fantasies of both retribution, expropriation, and revenge. Secret thoughts that divided them from the rest, but not from each other. Alone, though, save for the scattered that they were, plodding on through the ages, before and then, through recorded history. Occasionally finding the right others to hate, marginalize, persecute, and kill, but rarely galvanizing. They were isolated, separate, mostly powerless, until they were united as one. One beast with multiple heads, one force, uniting through what is now called social media.